Our society celebrates medical advances while chronic illness rates skyrocket, a paradox hiding in plain sight. What we consider normal today may actually be making us sick. Despite technological progress, conditions like depression, anxiety, autoimmune disorders, and addiction continue to rise at alarming rates. Why? Because we've accepted a profound disconnection from our authentic selves as the price of functioning in modern society. This disconnection isn't random but predictable, the natural consequence of a culture that values productivity over presence, achievement over connection, and conformity over authenticity. Our bodies absorb the stresses of environments fundamentally at odds with our evolutionary needs. The conventional medical model treats symptoms while ignoring their origins in our social fabric, leading us to believe our illnesses are simply biological malfunctions or genetic bad luck. What if these conditions aren't aberrations, but logical outcomes of living in toxic environments? What if the rising tide of chronic illness reflects not personal failure, but collective trauma, the accumulated impact of living in systems that prioritize profit over well-being? This perspective doesn't blame individuals, but invites us to examine how our culture shapes health in ways both subtle and profound. Trauma creates a split between mind and body, a protective mechanism during overwhelming experiences. This disconnection often begins in childhood when facing situations impossible to process. Children experiencing neglect or emotional invalidation learn to disconnect from bodily distress signals. Many trauma survivors report feeling numb or floating outside their body during stress. Psychoneuroimmunology research shows how emotions directly influence physical health. Chronic stress triggers inflammation, suppresses immunity, and alters gene expression, increasing disease vulnerability. The ACE study demonstrated how childhood trauma correlates with numerous adult health conditions. This mind-body split affects more than physical awareness. It undermines our emotional lives. When disconnected from our bodies, we lose access to the visceral wisdom guiding decisions and relationships. Many survivors describe living from the neck up, existing primarily in thoughts while cut off from their body's emotional information. Healing requires rebuilding this connection through mindfulness and somatic therapies. These approaches help individuals safely reconnect with physical sensations, process trapped trauma, and restore their ability to interpret bodily signals, essential for healthy boundaries and emotional well-being. Humans exist as nodes in a complex web of relationships that shape our biology. From cellular function to nervous system development, we are profoundly interpersonal beings. Early life experiences program our stress response system, with consistently nurtured children developing appropriately responsive stress systems. Research on telomeres, protective caps on chromosomes that shorten with age, reveals how social experiences get under the skin. Chronic stress accelerates telomere shortening, effectively aging us at the cellular level. Marginalized communities experiencing discrimination show more pronounced telomere shortening, transforming social inequality into biological inequality. Positive experiences also influence our biology. Secure relationships, meaningful connection, and practices like meditation promote neuroplasticity and cellular resilience. Our bodies respond to both trauma and healing experiences. Our nervous system functions differently during authentic connection versus isolation. As evolved tribal creatures, our biology expects the regulating presence of others. Without this, our systems struggle to maintain balance, potentially contributing to numerous health conditions. Autoimmune diseases have surged since the 1950s, with some conditions increasing by up to 300%. Women suffer at rates 2 to 10 times higher than men, with diagnoses often following significant stress or trauma. The conventional medical model relies on war metaphors, fighting cancer, battling MS, attacking inflammation. While entrenched in medical culture, this language may impede healing by creating internal conflict. What if we viewed disease as an integrated process within life's continuum? Rather than seeing chronic conditions as random biological errors requiring lifelong medication, we might recognize them as signals of a system under pressure. Research shows diet, sleep quality, stress levels, and environmental toxins all influence chronic inflammation. This broader understanding enables addressing root causes rather than merely managing symptoms. It encourages exploring multiple healing modalities while empowering patients to participate actively in their recovery. Moving beyond the pure medical model creates more effective approaches that consider the whole person, not just the disease. Children require specific conditions to develop into healthy, resilient adults that our society often fails to provide. Secure attachment, the consistent presence of responsive caregivers, is crucial. Securely attached children develop stronger stress regulation, better social skills, and greater emotional resilience. Life's influences begin before birth, with the gestational environment shaping development. A pregnant person's stress levels, emotional state, nutrition, and social support influence the developing fetus with lifelong effects. Chronic maternal stress can alter the fetus's stress response system, potentially increasing anxiety later in life. Parents who are stressed, traumatized, or isolated struggle to provide secure attachment. Economic pressures, diminishing extended family networks, and cultural values emphasizing independence all undermine healthy development. Modern parenting often lacks the supportive community humans evolved to expect. The consequences extend beyond emotional insecurity to altered neurobiological development with lifelong health implications. Epigenetic research shows how early experiences can modify gene expression, potentially affecting multiple generations. Supporting parents and fostering environments conducive to secure attachment represents a crucial public health intervention. Our personalities develop in response to environmental conditions, especially during formative years. Three patterns reflect how our culture shapes individuals in ways that compromise well-being. Separation from self, the profound disconnection from authentic needs when external demands override internal signals. This manifests as ignoring physical signals, prioritizing others' expectations over personal values, and chronic people-pleasing. Consumption hunger, substituting material acquisition for deeper fulfillment. This includes shopping as emotional comfort, defining self-worth through possessions, feeling empty despite material abundance, and confusing wants with genuine needs. Hypnotic passivity. The learned helplessness that develops when people perceive little agency over their lives. This appears as accepting unfavorable circumstances without question, believing change is impossible, defaulting to entertainment rather than engagement, and diminished critical thinking. These patterns aren't character flaws, but adaptive responses to potentially unhealthy cultural conditions. Breaking free begins with recognizing how our culture discourages questioning its fundamental premises, the first step toward developing authenticity, creating healthier relationships with possessions, reclaiming personal agency, and establishing more sustainable living patterns. The journey toward wholeness begins with fundamental principles that foster genuine healing. Authenticity means living from inner truth rather than external expectation, identifying societal conditioning, developing self-trust, creating protective boundaries, and distinguishing between obligation and genuine desire. Agency involves recognizing our power to choose our responses even within constraints. Properly expressed anger serves a protective function by signaling boundary violations. Acceptance means acknowledging reality as it is, distinct from resignation. Complementing these are forms of compassion, human empathy, non-judgmental curiosity, recognition of our shared humanity, truth that embraces reality without sugarcoating, and possibility that maintains hope while opening us to new potential. These principles, when practiced consistently, help us move from fragmentation toward integration. Healing isn't about becoming someone new, but returning to our authentic selves, who we were before the world told us who we should be.